This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm your host, Nikki Eisenhower, life coach and psychotherapist, and today we're discussing the don't list. This is positivity and motivation mindset for realists here on Emotional Badass. So normally, I don't want to use the word don't. It's negative. And in law of attraction work, we don't use don't. I'm going to get lost in double negatives here. Because the brain doesn't really know so much what this no or don't means. So if I say to you, don't think about alligators, that's why immediately you picture an alligator. Okay. So in hypnosis, when we write a hypnosis script, we never, ever, ever put don't, because the person's going to think about the alligators, even if we say don't think about alligators. But this is positivity and motivation mindset for realists and real people. So I'm a realist, and we need the don't as the other side of the coin to the do. Now, I come from a long line of listers. I could say listing is in my blood. I can deeply remember living with my grandmother, the one who owned a bookstore and had a master's degree in history and library science. This woman loved knowledge and she loved listing. She listed her life away. So I learned listing growing up, and I think it's great. It's awesome. Now, a few years ago, I tried to shift how I make lists. I don't remember the person who started this. If you're out there and you know who started this, you know what I'm talking about, please send a message to the show. Someone out there made the suggestion to only make a to-do list that was the size of a little bitty post-it, right? What are those? 3x3? 3 inches by 3 inches? And there's a lot of truth to that, because if I can't fit it on that little bitty post-it, I probably can't do it today. And I know a lot of sensitive people, partly because we have vision, we can see bigger picture, we can see the domino effect of consequences and what we put energy into today, how that will pay off later. So because we see bigger picture, we often have these bigger picture to-do lists going. Sometimes I ask clients to bring me their to-do list, and it's notebooks, it's pages, it's hundreds of things. No wonder we can never feel accomplished, or like we are good enough, or we've done enough, or that today was a productive day, even though I have more to do tomorrow. So I want to introduce to you one of my favorite tools, because it's so simple, the don't list. I'm going to share with you my current items on my don't list. And I'm going to ask that if you're thinking of your own don't list, that before you even get started, you make the personal commitment that you will put no more than 3 things on this don't list. Right now, my number one and long champion on my don't list is I don't people please. It's simple. It's to the point. When I catch myself starting to put what I want or what I need to the side, and I'm letting someone else's needs or wants or desires scooch into that space in me, I can hear from my don't list, hey, I don't people please. And that helps me stand up for myself and what I need in that day, in that moment. Number two, I don't minimize myself. That's an important one that I hold really dear. as an introvert, as a highly sensitive person. I think I've had history with so many narcissists, just like so many of you, because we're magnets as highly sensitive people for those narcissistic types that I think often we subdue, we shrink. We don't want to shine brightly. We also don't want to invite criticism and judgment. So for me to be able to do this show, for me to be able to be and live with integrity doing this show that's called Emotional Badass, I will not allow myself to minimize myself anymore. So my number two, I don't minimize myself.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
Number three, I don't allow fear to stall my goals and dreams. I want appropriate fear in my life. I want my body to signal fear if I'm in danger. I don't want fear to keep me pushing pause on living. I don't want to minimize my dreams and my goals just because fear can rear its big head. I no longer have it on my don't list because I feel like I've mastered it. But one of the don't list items that's no longer there used to be, I don't auto yes. I don't automatically yes. How many of you out there from this people-pleasing place, from this place of kindness, wanting to show up for other people, how many of you just automatically say yes and then kick yourself later? No, you're not alone. So many highly sensitive people have to practice learning how to not do an automatic yes. I'll share two more that used to be on my don't list, used to be featured items on this don't list. I don't defend. And that's a really important one, and that's a deep one, and that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But look at your relationships for a second. How much energy do you spend defending who you are, defending what you need, defending and explaining how you feel? Defend, defend, defend. And we wonder where our energy goes, where our zest for life goes. So I don't want to defend myself to other people. I want to show up and share myself with other people. And the third one I'm going to share that no longer needs to be on my current don't list because I've practiced it enough to where it's part of who I am now. I don't make excuses. I don't make excuses for myself. I have reasons, but I don't make excuses. I don't need excuses. If I want to do something, I will do it. If I don't want to do something, I will not. If I don't see the value in something, I'm not going to do it. And if I see the value, I will. And I don't need excuses. I don't need excuses taking up my energy. I don't need excuses taking up my brain space. I don't need excuses taking up my creativity. Oh my goodness, how many of you try to make very creative excuses to get out of things instead of just saying, no, I don't want to do that. No, thank you. And we wonder where our energy goes and our zest for life. So this don't list tool, what would be on your don't list today? And if you want to make this work more real in your life, don't just think about it. The next time you have pen and paper in front of you, or you digital techie millennials that might be listening, you can make a list in your phone. Don't just think about the don't list. Make the don't list. You deserve it. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. Those 5-star reviews are helping the show so much. If you haven't given us a review yet, please get on if you like what we're doing and give us a 5-star review. That really helps us out on the business end of all this podcasting stuff. If you'd like to support the show more, If you'd like to participate more, maybe in the Q&A, we do release episodes that are not released on this iTunes feed to our Patreon members only. So if you want some exclusive content, come support the show. You can find us at patreon.com/emotionalbadass. We are almost at our first goal. When we hit that first goal, we'll be able to bring you one extra show per month. Thank you for being my marketing team. Thank you, Patreon members, for being producers of the show. I'm Nikki Eisenhower. This is Emotional Badass, where moxie meets mindful. Take care of yourselves until next week, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
At a time when change is constant and we are pulled in far too many directions, we need a way to stay present to life and to increase our ability to remain calm, think clearly, and maintain our well-being. Many studies indicate mindfulness improves our mental, emotional, and physical health. On A Mindful Moment with Teresa McKee, you can learn how to practice mindfulness and enjoy its many benefits. Tune in for guided meditations and to hear tips and advice from some of the most respected experts in the fields of mental health and mindfulness. The world truly can be a better place. It all starts with a mindful moment.